Hi there, everybody, and a very warm welcome and a big thank you to all my patrons in particular for your excellent support of the channel and to enable me to keep all this going. So a big shout out to you. Without you, it wouldn't be possible. At this point, I think we can conclude that the CDC in the States is essentially a domestic terrorist organization.
What do you mean by that, David Vance? Now you've gone too far.
Well, no, I think they've gone too far, because I read that the CDC is saying a study, in quotation marks, has found that COVID booster shots, get your booster, your COVID booster shots can reduce the risk of hospitalization from the deadly Omicron variant by 90%.
Really?
Yeah, but only 39% of the 210 million eligible have had their third shot, compared to 70% of those eligible in the UK. Well, well done, America. Well done, America. So there you have it. So although I'm not sure about the 70% figure in the UK, is that true? Is that accurate? 70% of people here have been so stupid that they've taken three clot shots? Maybe. I've since given up on the intelligence of the masses, so perhaps that may be the case. But this, I just wanted to focus on this claim that getting a booster can reduce your hospitalization risk by 90%. See, I'm not sure what that means, because if you want to compare it with data from the UK, we know, for example, that a significant number of those in hospital with Omicron have been triple jabbed. So the 90% figure doesn't really seem to have any relevance to anything. They're trying to claim that, however, if you do get your booster, it would reduce your risk of being hospitalized by a huge amount. But if that's the case, because the 90% is such a huge percentage of people who would not be hospitalized, how can it be that we find the majority of people in hospitals have been multiple jabbed? And the only reason in the UK that it's not the majority of people in hospital have been triple jabbed is because, contrary to the figure in this story, I don't think they have jabbed 70% yet. Undoubtedly, as they jab more and more and more for the third time, then you will find more and more and more people in the hospital. The other thing about this, by the way, the CDC also told you that the first jab and the second jab, oh yeah, they were going to give you absolute protection. They would stop you spreading it. They would stop you getting it. Well, they lied about that, didn't they? So throughout this, the CDC in the States, which has kind of set the marker for how many other countries have behaved, everything it said has been proven to be a lie. So its sole purpose appears to be to encourage people to take the products made by big pharmacy. That's kind of what the CDC is about in 2022, and they're still at it. And they know that, for example, the adverse reaction, if you look at the adverse reactions in the States, I was looking at the figures for the US. There have been, as of now, 21,745 deaths. That was as of 7th of January. And there's been 4,986,087 people injured in the US with the 100% safe, 100% effective vaccines. Get that? 21,000 plus deaths, almost 5 million injuries. But it's 100% safe, and that's why you need to take more of it. I mean, are you mad? I mean, what? How does the CDC think it can conceivably get away with all of these claims, and yet they carry on? Of course, this is Fauci's redoubt, and we have a scenario where they're claiming that people who are fully vaccinated, in other words, having received two shots of the Pfizer or Moderna, had their risk of hospitalization dropped by 57% compared to a non-vaccinated person. Well, that's weird, because the majority of people in British hospitals are vaccinated. Oh, how does that work? Those who received the booster shot were then 90% decreased risk. This is all nonsense. That's why these frauds have been, in many regards, absolutely caught out. I think we've caught up with them in their studies. I don't think there's anybody of any serious person who can study the data and think
that it then is an accurate reflection of what the likes of the CDC and others are pushing, because it's not. It's perfectly obvious that the vaccines, be they two of them or be they three of them, they don't impact on your likelihood or not of being put in hospital with the common cold. It just doesn't have any connection at all. So I think that, you know, really, as certainly in the UK and elsewhere, we begin to see the regimes beginning to fall. We really need to be looking at those people in the CDC who have pushed this information. We need to be holding them accountable. We need to be making sure that the drug companies lose all of their liability exemptions, so that the people that are being injured, and in some cases the people who are dying because of the jabs, can their family can then sue Big Pharma. Let's have the medical gates crash down. Let's get the truth out. Let's get the legal compensation due to so many people underway. It's time we made these people responsible for what they're doing. They're continuing to just push out one meaningless study after the other, trying to get that level of US vaccine take up, because presumably there's so much more money in it. Just think, if only 39% of 200 million plus people have taken the third jab, well, if they can get it up to the 70% in the UK, I mean, that is a huge bit of extra revenue for the large pharmaceutical companies. Plus, quite simply, it's many more millions of people who will be damaged with the vaccines. So I consider the CDC to be a very, very dangerous organization indeed. I wonder what you think. Do let me know, and speak with you soon.